Hey girl, you're listening to Badass Brand and Babe, where we're building you a freaking dreamy brand and business. I'm your host, Kinsey of Kinsco, and I'm so excited to help you make your badass dreams come true. This episode of Badass Brand and Babe is brought to you by my 5-day branding challenge. Ever feel like your brand is feeling a little eh, and you want it to feel more OMG? Sign up for my 5-day branding challenge at kins.co/5days. Hi guys, welcome to episode number 5. Today is just gonna be a quickie. Every week I want to have a quick episode that gives you a call to action of what I want you to do immediately. And so instead of getting lost in all the content and thinking about, yeah, that would be nice, I'll do that eventually, blah, 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 today's episode is going to have something that I want you to do right now. And what I want you to do is I want you to go to Instagram and unfollow all of your competitors. There is no good that comes from following people who are doing the same thing as you. These are some of the things that I've noticed in my life that it drives me to think and feel that doesn't benefit my business at all. So the first thing is comparing ourselves to other business owners or other influencers or whatever you're doing. It just results in fear and scarcity mindset and feeling like you're not doing good enough. At least that's for me anyways. And I mean, I have other friends who are graphic designers, and I've noticed that the energy that I follow them from is different than those who I've followed who it feels like they've like truly made it and they're really successful. And then I go to their feed all the time and I'm like, why am I not like them? What are they doing that I'm not doing? And it just comes from this place of desperation instead of learning. So you don't have to unfollow every single person that is doing the same thing as you, but just notice where that energy is coming from. And if you're ever on somebody's profile and you're thinking, how could I be doing what they're doing? Why are they more successful than me? Unfollow them right now. And most people I've found who I was following who were doing the same branding type things as me, I didn't even know them. I had found them and thought they had a cool style, but then I found myself always going to their profile and comparing and wondering how often they were posting and looking at their followers. And it's just such an unhealthy mindset of comparison that gets squashed if you just unfollow them, because they're not going to show up on your feed anymore. And the other main reason that you need to unfollow your competitors is when we are seeing their content all the time, first of all, we think that's the right way to post content. Second of all, we start to create our content to look like theirs. And whether it's on purpose, whether it's subconsciously, whatever, it's not being authentic and it's not being unique to who we are. So I need you to unfollow and have confidence that you know what type of content to produce. You need to produce the content that's easy for you, that feels fun, that looks pretty to you. It doesn't matter what anybody else is doing. It doesn't matter what any of your competitors are doing. It doesn't matter what gets them the most amount of likes or what gets you the most amount of likes. It just matters that you're releasing content that feels easy and it feels in flow and it feels aligned with the brand story you're trying to tell. And when we're following people who don't feel that same way, maybe, or we feel like the reason that they're successful is because of this strategy they're using on Instagram or whatever, there's so many keys to success that don't have to do with our Instagram, that don't have to do with what you're seeing them post. There's so much behind the scenes that they're doing that you don't even get any glimpse into. So you just need to unfollow, because it takes away all those feelings of self-doubt. It doesn't take away all the feelings. I wish. I would unfollow everyone on Instagram if it meant I never was going to have self-doubt again. No offense to anyone. But it just takes away a big part of that comparison and a big part of kind of that accidental imitation. And I am a big arguer to the statement, imitation is the biggest form of flattery. That is bullshit. Sorry for the language, but it's true. And copying someone for your own benefit is not flattery to me. It's stealing somebody's idea. And when you're following people who are doing the same thing as you, you may not even realize that you're stealing their ideas or purchasing things that you think your customers will like because their customers like it or whatever. If it's the certain type of content you're releasing, the certain amount of topics you're talking about, you just need to do what feels right for you. And the only person that can tell you what feels right is you, essentially. So unfollowing all of those people that are making you doubt yourself. And even if it's not in your competition, if it's somebody that you like go and notice when you're on their page, if you're stalking in a way that isn't like, I'm so proud of them, this is so cool, they have so much success. If there's any negative energy towards it, unfollow, please. So that's all for today. I'm basically just giving you homework. Like, go unfollow a shiz ton of people and let me know how it goes. And if you unfollow me, I'm sorry. But feel free to unfollow me if you feel like my content is not serving you and you don't have good energy when looking at my posts. But also let me know why. Anyways, that's all for now. Love you guys. Have a great weekend.